Let's hear TV critic David Bianculli's review.
All those years Homicide was on the air, from 1993 until last May, it never really got the credit it deserved. For most of its run, it was the very best drama series on television. Its plots were unpredictable, its conflicts were intense, and even its heroes were flawed and complex. Anything could happen on Homicide, even to the good guys. Over the course of the series, a few characters moved on to other jobs or private lives, several were shot, one was brutally murdered, one committed murder, and another committed suicide. So how do you provide a fitting end to a series this good and credibly reunite all these characters, living and dead? Whenever there was a major case on Homicide, the squad members referred to it as a red ball, a case that demanded everyone's effort at the same time because the media scrutiny and political fallout were so intense. Homicide the movie, which picks up 9 months after the series left off, starts off with the biggest red ball imaginable, the near-fatal shooting of Baltimore's new leading mayoral candidate, former Homicide Lieutenant Al Giardello. Giardello, played by Yaphet Kotto, fights for his life in intensive care, while all his former colleagues return to the squad room to help find the shooter. Even Andre Brower as Frank Pembleton and Kyle Secor as Tim Bayless reunite temporarily as partners, which is quite a big deal. Pembleton guiltily retired from the force after Bayless took a bullet for him. And Bayless is just back from a long leave of absence after secretly killing a freed murderer in cold blood. That victim's name is up on the Homicide board in red as an unsolved case, and it isn't too long before Pembleton, still the sharpest of detectives, begins to detect a connection.
Very blue. You never told me the squad room was this blue.
Sure I did.
Never, not this shade.
No, huh?
This is excessively blue. As you are. Cobalt. Cerulean. Except the board. All these open cases. Too much red. Hurts my eyes. I'm seeing spots. What?
Nothing.
No, something.
No.
Well, what's this, Ryland? Is this one of your open...
No. That Stone Cold Sucker is mine, Frank. Luke Ryland snuffed two women live on the internet. In Baltimore, being Balto-less, got off on a technicality. Next day, they found him, curbside, laying there, 44 slug in the back of his head.
You got a suspect?
Not a one. Nuh-uh. Whoever did the deed knew how to execute an execution.
And this sordid little tale makes you jumpy because...
No, Frank. Doesn't make me jumpy.
Well, you're jumpy, I know you.
No. You know something? You don't know me. Things change, Frank. People, they change.
Homicide the movie is very tightly written and strongly performed. It's a wonderful end to a wonderful series. It's got even more delicious twists and turns than you might expect. And it would be the greatest and most deserving of ironies if Homicide, which never got an Emmy as Best Drama Series, winds up winning one as Best Telemovie. So far this season, that's exactly what it is, the Best Telemovie of the year. Oh, and while I'm looking ahead and wishing, I have one more wish, this one for Fontana. If Bayless ever is brought to justice for the murder he committed, could you please find some way to have him transferred into Oz?
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. Coming up, John Powers reviews Leonardo DiCaprio's new movie, The Beach. This is Fresh Air.